Children's author and poet Shel Silverstein died today at his home in Key West, Florida. Silverstein was best known for his works A Light in the Attic, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and The Giving Tree. He was born Shelley Silverstein in 1932 in Chicago. As a boy, he devoted his time to writing stories, and this is when he created his style. He said, "I was lucky that I didn't have anyone to copy or be impressed by." Silverstein began his professional writing career in 1952, when he worked as a cartoonist for an adult magazine. He served in the military in Japan and Korea in the 50s and contributed to the Pacific Stars and Stripes. Shel Silverstein's first book was The Giving Tree in 1964. His best-selling work is Where the Sidewalk Ends. It was published in 1974. The book sold more than 4.5 million copies, making it the best-selling children's book of poetry ever. Here's a selection from the book. It is about garbage. It is performed by Mr. Silverstein.
Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of Blackburn butter toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there in the garbage she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout. And always take the garbage out.
Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout Would Not Take the Garbage Out by Shel Silverstein. He died today in Key West, Florida at 66 years old.